present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as Theodore Craythorpe, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, and Diana Day as Susan in...
I'm in Trouble Again.
All right, Father. I'll see who it is. Oh, it's you, Alfie. Come in.
Yeah, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Susan's in the lounge.
Yeah, oh, I bet Susan's cross with me. As I said, I'd be here at 1:30 and it's 2:30, but my dad works one Saturday morning in 2, and I thought I'd be early because this was the 2, but it wasn't. It was the 1. The one that he works, not the one that I thought it was when he doesn't.
Yes, I see. I think.
And I don't have my dinner till he gets home, because when it's the one of the 2 that he works, like this one, we always have a roast, and he likes to cut the joint and have the burnt bit off the outside. He always says it makes your hair curl, and then he laughs because he's as bald as a baby. What's your Susan doing?
She's cooking the television. I mean, watching a fashion parade on the oven. Oh, go in, Alfie. Jimmy's in there as well. He's waiting for the afternoon sport to start.
You what? Is she being funny about me and Susan?
Susan, if you switch that wrestling off again, you'll be wearing a 21-inch screen for a collar.
The wrestler on the left of your screen is Ali Kashmir, the wild bull from Bootle.
I'm switching over. The fashion parade isn't finished yet.
It is as far as you're concerned.
His opponent is that dandy of the ring, Gentleman George.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Alfie. The fashion parade's going on. Back on.
I see that, as usual, Gentleman George is wearing his famous gold dressing gown.
Ever a filly pink petticoat.
Get a few whistles in that.
Alfie, will you take Scraggy Neck out of here before I put a half Nelson on her?
I'm not moving till this is over. It's only another 5 minutes.
Now, here is Daphne in a really delightful creation called Spring Song, a poem in rich lemon and white for the young in heart.
The big soft Nelly.
Shut up.
I'm shutting him up. A poem in egg yolk and cabbage green. Over you go, chum.
And as Daphne glides towards us, you can see she is
17 stone of solid muscle. In fact, the wild bull is one of the heaviest wrestlers in the game.
If you do that again, I'll smack you out of the way.
And there's the bell for the first round.
Leave it alone, Susan.
And straight away, Ali, the wild bull, goes into the attack and grabs
Daphne's bustle. This tiny bustle, which is really only an extra pleat or two, is definitely fashion news. The really big surprise of the show.
Susan, for the last time, leave that switch alone.
And if I may venture a personal opinion, I have never fancied
biting the wild bull's toe. The referee has jumped in and stopped him now. Well, well, George is no gentleman today.
Jimmy, if you turn that wrestling on once more, I'm going straight out to see Mother.
Can't you fight your own battles, you big baby? Go and ask your mummy for your dummy. We'll have it off all together.
Oh, now, Jimmy, look, I've stood here for 5 minutes saying nothing.
Good, keep it up.
Don't be cheeky.
Well, your wrestling's on for an hour yet, Jimmy. Susan only wants to watch the fashion parade for 5 minutes. Yeah, after all, a girl wants to know what to wear to look her best.
Oh, you're wasting your words on my ignorant brother.
I know what he means. You want to find out how to look your best.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can tell her that. Put a sack over her head. Now clear off while I see what Wild Bull's doing.
You cheeky young scamp, staying off.
I'm having it on.
You're not. Oh, let go of me.
Hey, get off her, Jimmy.
Ow, ooh, ooh, you hit me, Alfie.
I did not.
Well, you nearly did.
What's about? What's going on?
They attacked me, 2-on-1.
He had little fibber. I never touched him, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Well, what did happen, Alfie?
Well, he was pulling Susan. I just told him to get off. Because every time Susan was watching the fashions, he switched on to the wild bull and Gentleman George, and she switched back again. But before the man could say anything about Daphne's dress, he had it off.
What?
I mean... he put it on the wild bull. The set, not the dress.
Look, Mother, I was watching the television programme on fashions. And he walks in and switches on his stupid wrestling 5 minutes before the end of my program.
All right, Susan, now switch your program on again.
It's over now.
Well, the wrestling isn't, so if you don't mind, I'll turn it on and see how the wild bull looks in Daphne's dress.
Very funny. Anyway, only a nincompoop like you would watch wrestling.
Hello there, full house, eh? The wrestling started yet, Jim?
Yes, come in, nincompoop.
Did you see?
Our Susan said you're a nincompoop.
I did not.
What is this?
Take no notice, Father. Susan called Jimmy, but he's trying to be clever.
She said anybody who wants
That'll do. Come on, Susan. Bring Alfie in the other room. Now, you behave yourself, Jimmy.
He gets off far too easily.
So you've been at it again, have you? Jimmy, how is it you always manage to annoy Susan?
Well, I've had a lot of practice.
Oh, you're too smart for your own good, my lad.
I read in one of Susan's magazines what's wrong with her. She's at a difficult age, an in-between.
Oh, is she now?
Yeah, she's too old to be a child and too stupid to be grown up.
No, Jimmy. Switch on the wrestling before you say too much.
Okay, Grandad, excuse me.
Oh, my foot.
Oh, sorry, Grandad. What's the matter?
Well, my foot's a bit tender. I caught it on a nail in the garden. Oh, it's nothing really, but the top of my shoe rubs against it. Anyway, never mind that. You say the wrestling has started?
Yes, the first fight's between Ali the Wild Bull and Gentleman George. You remember Gentleman George? With the gold dressing gown and the servant fella who holds a mirror while George combs his hair. Oh, very posh. He was disqualified last time for hitting the ref with a bucket.
That's right. Oh, he's a bit of a phony anyway. Mind he can wrestle when he feels like it, you know.
Well, now that the ring is cleared, the MC has declared this bout between Battling Joe and Kangaroo Crawford no contest. Battling Joe's chief second is now walking round the ring, bowing to the crowd. As well he might, seeing that he personally knocked out Battling Joe, Kangaroo Crawford, and the referee. What a finish! And that also ends our visit to this stadium. We will be bringing you some more exciting...
Well, that was a bit of a farce, wasn't it?
I don't know. I didn't think much of Kangaroo Crawford, but the ref put up a good scrap. Mind that the second fight was the best with the terrible Turk.
Why? Him with the beard?
Yes, when the other fella got him down and started pulling it out. One hair at a time.
No wonder they were laughing.
Hello there. Pat saw me just to my hand it in.
Hello, Mr. Whittle. Come in.
Oh, Harry. How are you then?
Only fur, Pete. I couldn't get any sleep last night for my tummy trouble. Oh, it was real chronic.
Oh, it's a terrible thing not sleeping properly.
How do you know, Grandad? 5 minutes after you go in the bedroom, you're driving the pigs home. Get in there, Porky. And you, Pinky.
All right. I didn't say it was me. No, Harry. I remember my father saying when he was young he never slept any more than 2 hours a night. Always got headaches.
Well, it was very cold in those caves before they discovered fire.
Now then, Jim. No, Peter, I know exactly what you mean. My old dad used to have headaches like that at one time. The doctors called it migrating.
I bet the wild bull's got a touch of migrating. The way Gentleman George clobbered him with that water bottle.
Oh, you saw the wrestling, of course. I missed it. Was it any good?
Not really. Oh, they just play to the crowds half the time, if you ask me.
Oh, you're right there, Jock. You know, the best wrestling in the world is in Japan.
You mean jiu-jitsu?
Well, that's part of it. They can have you turning cartwheels with two fingers. Or with the side of their mitt, they can give you one tap. And as the French say, it's horses de combat.
Show me, Mr. Whittle. I'm me grandad.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, Jim, come here. I won't hurt you. Come on, just try and grab me, and I'll show... Oh, Albion!
See, Grandad, that way he'd break his arm. Now show me the proper way, Mr. Whittle.
Would you all like a cup of... What are you doing?
Mr. Whittle's showing me how to wrestle. He's very clever, ma'am. He'll have to get out of this.
Jimmy, get off Mr. Whittle. Harry, you'll be careful you don't hurt him, won't you?
Yes, I'll take it easy on him next time I fall.
Father, I'm going to make some tea, but first of all, you go upstairs and bathe that foot.
Oh, no, Pat, it's nothing.
Never mind, bathe it. and put some iodine on it. Could be poisoned.
Have you cut your foot, Jock?
Oh, it was just a nail.
Ah, you've got to be very careful. I once got poison in through a bite in me toe.
What happened?
He opened his mouth and put his foot in it.
Jimmy, don't you be so cheeky.
Ah, that's all right, Pat. I can take a joke. No, I had an insect bite, and it got sore. So I went to one of them fellas that do your feet, you know, the chiroptimists. Oh, well, he had a terrible job with me, toe. He had to cut down the nail right down to the cubicle. It was poison, but fortunately I had the right stuff, you know, handy to inject in me. What they call an anecdote.
Did he get better all right?
No, he died.
Oh, you're a young clip you are, Jim. Anyway, before I forget, I'd better do what I come for. There's a big wrestling do at the town hall next Saturday, and I've got 2 free tickets, but I'm off on a job this weekend, so I thought you, Jock, and young Jim might like them.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Whittle.
Well, that's very kind of you, Harry.
Don't mince, Jock, we're friends. You know the old saying, a friend in need...
He's sure to tap you for a quid.
Well, Father, I hope this has taught you a lesson.
No, Pat, there's no need to go on. After all, I'm the one who's suffering with my foot.
No wonder. You should have gone to the doctor's last Saturday instead of waiting for a whole week. And if I hadn't asked him to call you, it still wouldn't have bothered.
All right, well, he's seen it now and he's pumped me full of penicillin. So I'll live.
Yes, and you'll bathe it with disinfectant as soon as I get back from the chemist's. And most important of all, you'll rest it.
All right. After tea this evening, I'll put my foot on a cushion and keep it there till Monday.
What do you mean, after tea? You'll rest it from now on.
But it's Saturday. Have you forgotten I'm taking Jimmy to the wrestling this afternoon?
I have, and you can forget it as well.
No, be reasonable, my dear. The boy's been looking forward to it all the week.
I don't care. For once, he'll have to be disappointed. He'll just have to understand.
Hey, Grandad, have you seen the bills? Gentleman George is on, fighting the terrible Turk. George won't pull his beard out, he'll plait it.
Jim, now, don't be in such a hurry.
I know, we don't have to rush, because we've got tickets. But I want to get Gentleman George's autograph before the fight. After the Turk's finished with him, he might have to sign it with his feet.
Jimmy, will you stop for just a minute?
Is the dinner ready, Mum? We've only got 2 hours. The tickets are for the front row, aren't they, Grandad?
Yes, son, but we won't be using them.
What, are you scared because they might throw somebody in your lap?
Your grandfather means you're not going at all.
Oh, well, that's all. What? You're pulling me leg, aren't you?
No, Jim.
You are. You're only kidding, aren't you?
I'm not, son.
Yes, you must be. Go on, laugh. You're not kidding.
No, son, I'm sorry.
Get off me. You promise you're a blooming old fibber.
Now, behave yourself.
It's all right, Pat. It can't be helped, son. The doctor said my foot's too bad.
The doctor?
Yes, Grandad's foot is poisoned. Now, you don't want him to risk it getting worse, do you?
Of course I don't. It's all right. If he can't go, he can't go.
Well, dry your eyes then.
I'm not crying. I don't mind about a daft old wrestling match. I don't care if Gentleman George picks the Turk up and throws him out of the ring. And if the Turk gets back and knocks him down, and then George might bounce off the ropes and dive at the Turk and pick him and bang him down, and then he'll get him in the scissors, sling him at the ropes, and as he bounces off, he'll lift him over his head, spin him round and round, and throw him out to the town hall. And I won't be there to see it.
I can't take you to the wrestling, Jimmy. Yeah, I told Susan I'd come round this afternoon to play records.
Why waste your time with that rubbish? They all sound the same. Like a bloke in a cave, playing a guitar with a hammer while somebody's dropping bricks on his toe. Who up the lazy river? Who up the lazy river? Who up the lazy river with you?
She likes them.
Well, let her play them. Look, she doesn't know you're here yet. We can be at the wrestling and back before she blunts her first needle.
Yeah, well, it's not over till 5, and our date was for 2. That's in 5 minutes' time.
Oh, you're here.
Oh, heck. Oh, hello, Susan. Oh, what a pretty dress, isn't it, Alfie?
Oh, yes.
Since when have you liked my dresses?
He's always liked them, haven't you, Alfie?
Oh, yes.
I mean you. What are you after?
Oh, nothing. I just thought you looked nice. She ought to be a model, shouldn't she, Alfie?
Oh, yes.
Alfie, from now on, just nod your head.
Look, brother, what do you want?
Well, since you've asked me, I'd like a lend of Alfie for a couple of hours.
Jimmy wants me to take him to the wrestling. We'll be back by 5.
You can start your contest after tea.
Oh, no, you don't. Alfie and I are going to play some records.
Oh, but Susan, it's only till 5. Please, Sue. Nice, kind, pretty Sue.
No, no, no. He's not taking you, and that's fine.
All right, flat face. Keep him, play your records. I hope he asks you to dance and stamps on your winkle pickers.
Now, don't be nasty, Jim.
He doesn't worry me, Alfie. Next time you want something, little boy, don't try to fool me with talk about how nice I look.
Nice? I've seen prettier frogs.
Cut it out.
Oh, take no notice, Alfie. I'll go upstairs and get the record player.
Yeah, that's all, Susan. Yeah, I'll unwrap my record.
Alfie, why do you let her boss you about?
She doesn't boss me.
What? If you marry her, you'll need 2 rings, one for a finger and the other for your nose.
Now, I've warned you, don't start being cheeky just because you can't get all your own way.
Oh, hello, Mr. Craythorpe. Come in.
Thank you, Susan.
Hey! Mr. Craythorpe's here.
Is your mother in, Susan?
She's gone to the chemist. She won't be long. Come in the living room, Mr. Craythorpe.
Righto. Oh, she's gone for your grandfather, I suppose.
Alfie, you can get on with your rock session. I'll ask Mr. Craythorpe to take me to the wrestling.
Hey, you what? Craythorpe could take wrestling. He'd faint if he saw a rough game of blow football.
So long as he gets me in, he can faint when he likes. I'll bring him round with a wet sponge when it's over.
Well, you can try, but you'll never do it.
We'll see. Hello, Mr. Craythorpe. What a nice surprise.
Well, thank you, James.
The kettle won't take long to boil, Mr. Craythorpe.
Are you still here, Pinhead?
I'm making Mr. Craythorpe some tea.
It's very kind of you, Susan, but I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, you've tasted her tea before, have you?
Yes. No. No, I mean, I don't want her to travel. I'm sure Susan makes a lovely cup of tea.
The last pot she made, I thought it was coffee. Mum said it was cocoa. And Grandad tipped his into an old can and used it to oil the lawnmower.
You cheeky young devil.
James, that was very rude. And you owe Susan an apology.
No, all right. I don't want to fall out with you. I'm sorry, dear sister. Look, I'll make the tea. Alfie Hepcat is waiting for you in there. He's ready to mate with a cookie talk and all that jazz. Like crazy, man. Although he's more like stupid.
I'd better go before I murder you. Bye-bye, Mr. Craythorpe.
Goodbye, Susan.
Well, that's got rid of her. Anyway, Mr. Craythorpe, there's something I want to ask you. Are you going anywhere special this afternoon?
No, I just came round to leave this cookery book for your mother. Although I was going to ask you if you'd like to go to the church hall.
Church hall? Mm. You mean the town hall, don't you? That's where it's on.
No, the choir rehearsal is at the church hall.
Choir?
Yes. The vicar is enlarging the children's choir for a big church festival in a month's time, and I wondered if you'd like to join.
Mr. Craythorpe, have you forgotten I was chucked out of the old choir last year? Ozzy put soapy water down the organ pipes and I sang, I'm forever blowing bubbles.
Yes, but this vicar is you since then, and he asked me to bring you. He doesn't know any better. I mean, he doesn't know you very well. That is...
I'm afraid not, Mr. Craythorpe. We've got something else to do.
We have?
Yes. Look, I'll make you a cup of tea first. It's good for shock.
I haven't had a shock.
It's on its way. Now, just sit there while I pop in the kitchen.
Very well, James. You know, half the time I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll explain it all in a minute. You're going to have a big surprise. Oh, hello, ma'am. You're just in time for a cup of tea.
Thanks, I could do with it.
Ma'am, about the wrestling, Mr. Craythorpe...
Oh, yes, I've just heard about that.
What?
The wrestling at the town hall. They had some a month ago and it turned into a riot.
Oh, good, I hope it does today.
I'm glad your granddad couldn't take you. After what I've heard of the disgraceful behaviour there, I wouldn't let you go if you took an armed bodyguard.
You wouldn't?
No.
I see. Oh, by the way, Mum, Mr. Craythorpe's called to take me to the church hall.
Church hall? What for?
They want boys for the choir.
You are going into the choir?
Why not? I might liven them up a bit.
Now, in you go, James. I'm sure the vicar will be very pleased to see you.
Yes, well, he won't enjoy himself for long. Just keep the engine running.
Now, James, you told your mother you were joining the choir.
Well, I'm going to offer, but if the vicar doesn't like my voice, it's not my fault, is it? Will you just hang on a couple of minutes, please?
Oh, very well. But I don't know what you're up to.
I hope the vicar doesn't either. Well, now for me bit of acting.
Ah, welcome, my wee man, welcome. You're the first one here.
I'll be the first one out and all.
Pardon?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, ah, yes, yes. Well, the auditioning isn't due to start for half an hour yet.
No, but Gentleman George is. So could you try me out straight away?
What was that?
Could you test me singing now?
Here, is there something wrong with your voice?
That's for you to decide. What would you like? Nymphs and shepherds, or a quick chorus of 76 trombones.
Are you nervous or singing? There's no need to be, you know.
Oh, no. Nymphs and shepherds, come away, come away, come away. Nymphs and shepherds.
Please. You seem to have a cold or something.
Do you think so? Maybe that's why I've got spots on me chest.
Spots? Oh, now look here, my boy. I'm afraid I couldn't have you mixing with the other children in your state.
Well, you don't want me then?
Well, no, not at the moment.
Oh, good.
Good?
Oh, goodness. Well, I'll go then. Bye, Vicar.
Goodbye, my boy, and take something for that throat of yours.
Don't worry, I'll have a couple of ice creams. Oh, Marvin, ice bag on it. Ta-ra! Right, Mr. Craythorpe, start up the chariot.
James, aren't you in the choir after all?
No, Mr. Craythorpe. That vicar just don't dig me. I guess he's just a square bell ringer. Come on, Mr. Craythorpe, hurry up.
James, stop pulling me. Let go of my coat.
It's starting any minute.
What is this? I thought you said we were going to an art gallery.
Yes, this is it. Where they have the noble art of self-defense.
Oh, it's not a boxing match.
It's not boxing.
Well, it's certainly no picture gallery. And this mob of plug uglies are not art lovers.
What about the weird-looking lot you get at the picture galleries? Those beatnikers. We went once with the school and there was a right couple of drips there. A fella and his girl. Long wavy blonde hair, tight blue jeans, gold sandals.
Well, girls like bright colours.
This was the bloke.
Anyway, James, I'm afraid I couldn't possibly stay and watch people knocking each other about.
Here, sit down, mate. Clear the gangway. Strangler Johnson's coming down.
What? Oh, it's that wrestling match. Oh, step aside, please. I'm going out.
If you don't sit down, I'll knock you out.
Mr. Craythorpe, I should sit down before this great big hulking... this gentleman ties a knot in your neck.
Oh, James, I never thought I'd get out of there alive.
Well, all's well that ends well, Mr. Craythorpe.
Is it? My jacket's torn, my collar twisted, and my eye is throbbing like a drum.
Still, you're better off than Strangler Johnson. When the two came out of the ring, he still had his head jammed in the bucket.
I don't wish to discuss it any more. Here we are, you're home now.
Stop here! Don't go up to the house.
What's the matter?
I don't want me mum to see you. I'm supposed to have been in the choir. You look as though you've been on the roof singing with the cat.
Well, out you go, James. And the next time you decide to go to a wrestling match, let me know, and I'll emigrate.
Don't be like that. Oh, by the way, Mr. Whittle gave me the tickets, so you better ring him up on Monday and thank him.
Oh, get out before I give you a half-admiral. Nelson, I mean.
Oh, you're back, Jimmy, are you?
Oh, Mum, hello.
Hello once again, my lad.
Oh, heck, the vicar.
Yes. How's the voice?
What voice? Oh, the voice. Much better.
Yeah, it must have come on very suddenly.
Well, it comes and goes, just comes and goes. And there you are.
Oh, no doubt, the fresh air did it.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Here, Mr. Craythorpe, have you been in an accident?
It was no accident. One of those wrestling louts twisted my... Oh, my ankle.
Sorry, Mr. Craythorpe. Shut up, you mug.
Did you enjoy the wrestling, Jim?
Oh, yes, ma'am, it did. I can explain, you see. When I lost my voice, I...
In the house. Go on.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm surprised at you, wee fella, for being so deceitful. Now, that's not the sort of thing you learn in Sunday school, you know.
No, Vicar.
Don't worry, Vicar. He'll remember what you tell him. In future.
Yes, but I hope me granddad doesn't remember your sermon last week.
Why?
Have you forgotten? It was all about turning the other cheek.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, who played both Mr. Whittle and Mr. Craythorpe, Danny Ross, Diana Day, and Harry Taub as the rest of the voices. The recorded program, written and produced by James Casey, starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.